Okay, this is a shir on Lukot HaSichas, Chilik Yudbeis, Parashas Tazria, Sicha Beis. This shir, Bez Hashem, will be Mesakim, Asius, Aleph to Dalet. Mesakim it with a bissel Tisefes beer, etc. A few others. The Iker, a Kamuvan, the Iker, Chilik HaSichas, the Iker, Shvera Chilik HaSichas, that's a Meis, hey, and weiter. Bez Hashem, that we'll do in a separate shir. But in this shir, we'll go over Isis Aleph to Dalet. Is Bakdom is like this. In this week's Lekut HaTeira, there's a few mamarim speak about the same minyan. And the Rebbe over here is focusing on two of them. There's the first maimer, the maimer Isha Kisazriya. There's another maimer, says Tosis. Two mamarim Lekut HaTeira. Isha Kisazriya and says Tosis. Is the first Maimer Isha Kisazriya, the Alter Rebbe brings the Maimer Chazal, that the Loshen Isha Kisazriya v'yol de Zachar is mashma that Isha mazras tchila yila de Zachar. Says, why does it say Isha Kisazriya v'yol de Zachar? Because if it's Isha mazras tchila, then it's yila de Zachar. Shenken, if it's Isha mazriya tchila, then it's yila de Znekeva. Is the Shailiz, was it pshat at the, what is a pella? It's the Zohar, the Shaykh, the Zohar, the Pashtas. Keva, Shaykh, and the Keva. So it should have been fakert. If Isha is Mazras Tchila, it should be Yelad is Nekeva. If Isha is Yelad Zohar, then it should be... If Isha is Mazriya Tchila, then it should be Yelad Zohar. So what's the Pshah? The Davka, if it's Isha Mazras Tchila, then it's Yelad is Zohar. So first, the Alter Rebbe brings the Pirish of the Philosophy. Just like the Rebbe brings here in the Sikha, the Rabbi Nebchai brings this Pirish. A Pirish which is brought back daily Israel. What's the Pirish? Their pirush is that the emes is ein chanam. Emes is avada and avada. Ish is shaykh ta ish. Na ish is shaykh ta isha. Azochr is shaykh ta ish. Na keva is shaykh ta isha. Elamai, when is taka the ikir zera, the zera of the ish? Or when is taka the ikir zera, the zera of the isha? When it comes second. Because there's a klal as ilo gova. So if will be isha mazras tchila. Kum to chayz that her zera is betata, is in the bottom. Memeila, he yes that she was mazriya tchila, isha mazras tchila, and her zera is on the bottom. Kum to chayz that the zera of the zohar is bila. Memeila, ilah gava. That's the pirush of the pilsof. That was according to the pilsofim. In chanam, the hanoche, the emes is always like the hanoche that we had in lachat tchila. That a zohar shaykh ta ish, and a keva shaykh ta isha. Pashut b'chadei, as the zera of the zohar should be the one, ikar zera has to come second. And b'chadei, that the zera of the isha should be the one, the ikar has to come second. That's pashut, that's the pirush of the pilosof. The Rebbe says, that's a pirush which is a big deichak. I'm not mashmi the lashon of Chazal. B'ikar, the Rebbe has a yichach and mamash kagin this pirush. Chazal say that there's the reason why in the Teira we find that the Shvatim were called Bnei Leah, and Dina was called Bas Yaakov. That means when Meyachas the Shvatim, the Scharim, to Leah, and when Meyachas the Nekevis, the Nekeva, Dina, when Meyachas her to Yaakov, the reason is because Isha Mazras Tchila Yiladis Zacha, Ish Mazri Tchila is Yiladis Nekeva, says this. So we see from Chazal that were meyaches taket the zohar to the nekeva because of the sin. It says this isha mazras tchila is not a reason why it should be the ikah should be the zohar of the ish. Because ebazay we wouldn't be meyaches the zcharim to the nekeva. The zohar is still meyuches to the ish. Isha mazras tchila is a reason shows you that the ikah shayches of a zohar is to the nekeva. So let's just take a yedda pshad. The Alter Rebbe says a pshad, it's not negiah so much to the sikh, but just in the Kudus HaDvarim, it doesn't bring it here in the sikh. The Kudus HaDvarim, the Alter Rebbe says that a ish is chesed. Like it says, zocher chaste. Zocher chaste. Isha is gvure. Like dina de machus edina, isha is malchus. Dina de machus edina. Gvure is the union of isha of malchus. How does a zocher and a keva come together? How is the bechal chibur of chesed and gvure? Was for a shaykh is hot chesed mit gvura. The only way they're able to come together is because in chesed is called gvura, and in gvura is called chesed. It says, al derech, av v'makez b'nei, if a father is hitting his son, kidei l'chanche, is the act is an act of gvura taka. Says the hashpa bepeil is hashpa of gvura. But what's the teichen and the havana, the emek, which is behind this act of gvura? The teichen is einyan of chesed. That's einyan of gvura shebechesed. Al dar hazeh by Aisha, there could be a mol that she's mashpia reiv tuv to her son or to her daughter. And chura looks like an act of chesed. It's taka act of chesed. Oh, but what's the teichen behind this act? It's einyan of gvura because it's not l'teivas ha-mekabel. It's not good for the makabel to makabel such ashpa. Adrab would be better for the makabel if it wouldn't be makabel all this ashpa. So we see that there's an inyan of bechitzenius, an act of chesed, which is be'emes, be'techna, inyan of gvura, or fakert, bechitzenius, an act of gvura, which is be'techna, and be'seida, is an inyan of chesed. Is the only way that the zacher and the nekeva could come together is if the zacher would be mashpia chesed shebechesed, and the gvura would, and the nekeva would be mashpia gvura shebegvura, there would never be a shaychus one to the other. The only way they're able to come together is if the zacher is mashpia gvura shebechesed, and the nekeva is mashpia chesed shebegvura, then is able to be a chibur because there's a shaychus one to the other. So kum tachis, he yeist al lepeil mamish. The hashpol lepeil of the zacher is hashpol of gvura. And the hashpol lepeil of the nekev is hashpol of chesed. Memeila, when it comes to the tulda, but negate to the tulda is more negaya, not what the teichen behind the hashpol is. What's the hashpol lepeil? In other words, the yeist lepeil, the zacher was mashpia gvura, not chesed. So from the zacher, vet neil attack on the nekev. And yeist that the nekev was mashpia lepeil chesed, not gvura, vet attack on neil da zacher. That's the way the Alter Rebbe learns. He brings it b'seifa, another inyan up, the Rechakabbalah, similar inyan, but Akapan doesn't take on any of the way the Alter Rebbe learns. What's the yesed of the chilek between the two pirushim, between the pirush of the philosophim and the pirush of the Alter Rebbe? This says the pirush of the Alter Rebbe, this maimer, and the maimer ishuk is as the first maimer. The yesed is the zachar shaykhta a zachar, or is the zachar shaykhta a nekeva? This says, like we said before, according to the philosophim, alts geit lefi the hanocha rishayin attacket. Everything is lefi the way you would understand bashkav v'rishen. Azach ha-shaychta, azach ha-nekev ha-shaychta ha-nekev. El, the reason why Yishim Azraz Tchili led the Zachar is a technish azach. Technically, in order that the Zachar should be the Iker ha-mashpia, you need the Yishim to Azraz Tchila so the Zachar could be Ilah Gava. But azach ha-shaychta, azach ha-nekev ha-shaychta ha-nekev. Masha'ikin, according to the Alter Rebbe's Pirish, according to the Alter Rebbe's Pirish, azachar is tak ha-shaychta ha-nekev. Dina is Bas Yankiv. The Shvatim are B'nai Leia. Dina Azachar is Shaykh Ta Nekeva. And Nekeva is Shaykh Ta Azachar. That's what according to the Alter Rebbe's Pirush. That's the Iker Achiluk, which is Negel and Yonenu in this Sikha. The Rebbe says in Eis Aleph that even though the Peil, the Askon is like the Alter Rebbe's Pirush, this is the Alter Rebbe's Deicha, the other Pirush. So, like the way it says in the Nusach, another, the Lamaisa Begashmi is the Pirish of the Alter Rebbe is Begashmi is the way it is. But Beruchni Senyonim, yes, that the Pirish of the Plosafim is also a Pirish in Teira, the Pirish which is Bob Bagdeli Yisrael. Muzma Zogin, that Beruchni Senyonim is an art also for the Pirish of the Plosafim. It says, the Ruchni is an Avedis Hashem, there's both Eifanim. There's an Eifa that a Zacher is Shaykh to a Zacher like the Pirish of the Philosophim, or there's a Vada the way the Alter Rebbe says in the Eifa that a Zacher is Shaykh to a Nekeva. That's in Ruchni said. The Begashmi is, Lepeil is, it's like the Alter Rebbe says. But in Ruchni is, there's also in your Naveda that a Zacher is Taka Shaykh to a Zacher, like the Pirish of the Philosophim. Well, that is what says another editor about, you have Machlekes and Metzias, we know that we have a Klal Eil Veil Divir Lekim Chayim, that both Mandamas, I also have both correct when we talk about Inyan and Teira. So how is that Shaykh when it's a Machlekes and Metzius? Let's say there's a Machlekes sometimes in the Gemara about how a certain story in Teira happened. The beer is, Begashmis can move in, it only happened like one of them. But both of them are true in Ruchni Sanyan, and Shaydish Sanyan, there's an art for both. My halacha, Kamesi, only like one of them, and that's why it was Nishtal Shal Begashmis, only like one. But in Ruchni, there's an art for both Pirushim. Same thing over here. Ruchni is about, and Avid Zashem, both Pirushim are true. Is that in your Navedis Hashem that a Zacher is Shaykh to a Zacher like the Pirush of Philosophim? There's a in your Navedis Hashem, another in your, like the Pirush of the Alter Rebbe, that a Zacher is Shaykh to a Nekeva. In Gashmiz, the Alter Rebbe's Pirush is the Maskot. Okay, just before we go weiter, just one very geschmacky word that Alter Rebbe brings in other Erter, Zamaimer, Tavshachafei, Shekis Azirin, the Ara over there. Just take it, the Ara there, was taken from another maim that the Rebbe said that one of the mems, I forget now which year. Very geschmack, but Rebbe says that Rebbe brings the pirush of the Pilosof. Rebbe brings it as the pirush harishon. Rebbe's medayik for the fact that it's the pirush harishon. We see that it's not just also a pirush; it's a inyan ikri. It's the pirush harishon and aveda kapanim. It's a inyan ikri. Maybe you'll taina the why does the Rebbe bring the pirush of the Pilosof from rishon? Not because it's a inyan rishon and aveda. You'll taina because the Pirush of the Pilosofim, yes, that we want to be Deichet, that's the Seder. We find in Nigla, there's such a cloud that sometimes we bring the Divrei HaYachid, we bring the Divrei HaYachid first, and then we bring the Divrei HaRabim, to be in order to say there's the Divrei HaYachid, but no, that's not the Halacha. The Halacha is like the Rab. In other words, in order to be Mechazik, the Maskana, we bring first the Kasal Kadayitoch, we say, no, it's not like the Kasal Kadayitoch, and then we say the Maskana, it makes the Maskana starker. When you just say a beer, so it's a beer. Maybe I could say beif and acher, but if I say another beer that you could say, I'm sheilu that beer, and then I say the richtige beer, it strengthens the beer, the maskla, which is the maskon. So maybe I could say that's the pshat of beer also. The emes is only, the ikir is the alter emes pirish, not the pirish of the pilosofim. He brings first the pirish of the pilosofim. He brings it just to mechazik his own beer. But so, zeh kishmak evart. From this maimer gufa is muchach, that's not the pshat. What's the Iker Achilik between the Pilosofim and the Alter Rebbe? The Iker Pirish of the Pilosofim and the Alter Rebbe is that according to the Pilosofim, when you have a Dover which comes Rishon and you have a Dover which comes Achren, the Iker is the Achren. Why is the Iker the Achren? Because the Rishon is only there, the Iker is the Achren, because the Hilogov, like he says, why Isha Pusazria, Yiladis, Isha Mazras Tchila, is Yiladis Zachar? Because if it's Isha Mazras Tchila, because she was the first one, she gave room for the Zachar to be the second one, and Mamele Hilogov, so the Iker is the second. The fact that the Rishon is only a Chizuk for the Sheini, according to the Pirish of the Pilosophim. Mashaikir, according to the Alter Rebbe, Isha Mazras Tchila, Yilad Zachar, because whatever is Mazras Tchila, that's the Iker. It was the challenge is how you look at the Rishon. According to the Pilosofim, the Rishon is not the Iker. The Rishon is only Rishon in order to give room for the Sheini to be the Iker. Sheinkin, according to the Pirush of the Alter Rebbe, the Rishon is Taka the Iker. The Iker is the Rishon, not the Sheini. So, it's a kendach nishzayin that in this Maimer Gufa, the Pirish which the Alter Rebbe brings as a Pirish Rishon should only be there, outside Rishon, in order to mechazik the Pirish Hashem. You'll say, why you bring the Pirish of the Pilosofim, and first, in order to say that that's not the richtige Pirish, and then come to the Alter Rebbe's Pirish and mechazik the Alter Rebbe's Pirish. That's mamish, like the shit of the Pilosofim, that the Rishon is Rishon in order to mechazik the Sheini. In this Maimer Gufa, the whole point of the Maimer is that the Rishon is a Rishon because that is the Iker Taka. So Muslims again that for this Maim Guf is Mukhr, that the Pirush of Pilosofim is Rishon, because as Eidav Takazai, it's Taka in your Rishon. Like we'll see later, the Pshat in the, what's Taka Pshat that it's the Pirush Rishon. Okay. That's Ad Kam in Egeya to Inyan of Eis Aleph. The Gate to Eis Beis is like we said before, there's two Mamorim in Lukut HaTeira. The first Maim Ishik is Azriya, and the third Maim in this week's Pash is a Maim Seis Tosis. In the Maimon it says Tosis, say it over a little bit more, but Protis, than the way it says it here in the Sikha, so it should be a little bit more fashtandik. He says over there that every union of Avas Hashem comes Milamaila. It's at the Nasarus of the Leila. It says Lapel, a person, so Adam Gashmi explains in other places, it's not Be'em Shaykh that a person Ma'atzmi should come to the union of Avas Hashem. The Eibishter is Mufshet from him. It's not a new mukshi by Adam Gashmi. In order to have an ava towards the Eibishter, it has to be a gila milamayla, a gila lakus milamayla. When there's a gila lakus milamayla, that's pale hargosh in a lakus. Mele lakus becomes a new mukshi by the person, and he's able to have a new of ava sasha. Kuponim, every ava comes milamayla to the Sisus of Leil. The shayla is which ava, yimamshich, which kind of ava comes from the Sisus of Leil. The Alter Rebbe says there's an ava which is called the ava of a pchinas zocher, and there's an ava which is pchinas nekev. What's the pshat? The chilek tina zocher and the keve is the noshen dait and kalos. That means the way that Alter Rebbe teaches, that means the noshen are becher and the tofel, not in the iker. I mean, sometimes you'll have two in yalim. It might look like one of them is more appealing than the other one. There's a bechitzenius that looks like there's a big maila in number one over number two. But if a person goes tifer alayin in the inyan, he fakert. Number two is the ikan at the tough. In other words, as the inyan of the mail of a zacher over in the KVE is that he's able to be becher in the ikan and not the tough, even when it looks like b'chitzeni is that the tough is more appealing to him. That's the chilik in a zacher in the cave. What does that mean? Avos Hashem, in terms of Avos Hashem, it's two kinds of Avos Hashem. It's Avos Hashem that a person remains a metzias. He's done this battle in Gansen b'metzias. Elamai, he has enough from ziv hashchina. The neshama elamai has enough from ziv hashchina. It's not the taish that the neshama becomes ace metzias. Okay, it remains b'metzias. Elamai kolin yono is asagas elikus, etc. Kesher with elikus. That's one kind of av. Then there's a higher level of av. An av where the person is not connected just to ziv or of elikus. When the neshama becomes connected with the etzim of the eibushter, with the ein and sof baruch u'mamish, but over there the neshama is batal mitzias. Mitzad higher madregis in elikus, there's no art for anything whatsoever, even bedakis the dakis outside of elikus. In lower madregis mitzumtzamis, there's kaviyachal and esinas makim for a dava zulasi is baruch. So a person could remain a mitzias, have his own hergish, hot lib de eibushter, unayat lib de eibushter. Says the as a sagas elikus is davik in the eibushter. Mitzad madreges el yenis yaser. There's no room if filled with dakis the dakis for any mitzias whatsoever. So if a person becomes shayches to those madreges in elikus, if a person becomes shayches to the etzim of elikus, is becomes bottled by and ganzen can neighbor avuk. So the shayla is, what does a person want? If a person is b'chinas nekeve, if we're talking b'chinas nekeve, daitan kalis, is you look at the tuffle if it's more appealing. In other words, it's that taka aziva ore is ka'ayim ve'efes and gansen, legabe, the etzim of the eibushter. But for this vegan, it's much better to remain a metzias. I don't want to become a metzias. I say, I'm davik in the eibushter, and I'm a metzias. I don't become a metzias. But my love azacher is as the ikir is the ish. He becher in the ikir. It doesn't matter that it seems less appealing kaviyachol. Is I'll be bottle of metzias, but the ikir is doch the etzim of elikus. As I'll be dafkin the etzim of elikus. Man afkemin of asul bazaim et mir. That I'll be bottle of metzias. So that's a darga of a badreig of ava of azacher. He wants to become milu b'shmai v'imchali chafatzti. Doesn't want dishka neidin shteil amab. Will dichale. Wants the ebeshter alein, even though it'll be batal metzias. Mashenka in the cave is looking for to remain a metzias and to be davak in the ebeshter, to be connected to madreiges of zivar of the ebeshter. Like he brings a very geshmak over there at Taich. That's the pshat in the Maimich Hazal. Like it says, avod ma'amsham shemesarav amanas lekabel pras. And there's avod ma'amsham shemesarav shalei amanas lekabel pras. What's the Taich pras? Pras means to ganeden, a reward. But Altrebe Taich is also pras, meloshem prusa. Like you have a loaf of bread, and you have one prusa, which is cut off from the loaf. Is those who are becher in ganeden, those who are becher in remaining a metzias, kviyachol, they want to stay a metzias, they want to have prad, they want to have an union of Gan Eden, that they stay a metzias, and there they have enough mziv hashchina, they're being becher in a pras, only in a one slice, so to speak, of the ikir, of the whole loaf. The ikir is the etzim of the eibushter alein, a ziv ha'or is garnish legabe the etzim of the eibushter alein. Okay. Says the Alter Rebbe, what's taka geira that the ava should be a ava of a zocher, or the ava will be as ava of b'chinas nekeva? The shayla is, what kind of a sarusa de le'ila it is? If the sarusa de le'ila, like we said before, what avas Hashem only comes from the sarusa de le'ila. So everything's totally on vas for a suga sarusa de le'ila it is. If the sarusa de le'ila comes from p'nimi yaseir, then the ava that a person will have will be a ava b'chinas zocher. If the sarusa de le'ila comes from chitzein yaseir, then the ava that the person will have will be a ava b'chinas nekeva. And what's geirin that the sarusa de le'ila should be in the sarusa de le'ila of pnimi yaseir or in the sarusa de le'ila of chitzein yaseir? Says the Alter Rebbe, the shayla is, did the sarusa de le'ila come milamayla ma'atzma without any hachone and a sarusa losata of the adam? Or did it come through the Agbahak Domas, Aveda Sod? If a person had it made himself, was machshin himself, so he worked hard, he has Sarusad Lusata. And then there's a klal be Sarusad Lusata, Sarusad Leila, was mamshich agilei, milamayla, kutitso of Avidose. Then he's mamshich from Pnimisei. And Memelef, he's mamshich from Pnimisei, that will have an ave of Pnimisei. Mashenkin, if a person didn't do Aveda, the fact that there was an Asurus Leila was a Matana Milamaila, it just came Asurus Leila, Milamaila Ma'atzma, that's only Mamshechit Senisei, and if it's Mamshechit Senisei, then the Ava will be Bechinis Nakei. This is just a drop of Moraz Boda, Bosh Tezach, Al Derech. What's Gedim Hashpah Pedimis and Hashpah Chitzenis? Al Derech, you say a person, let's say there's a Rav which is giving a shir. Is if the Mekablim are Ma'atzmam Mechin, let's say the Chaymer, and they, you see that they're involved and they work hard to come onto whatever they could to come Mitzad Atzmam, and then they come to the Rav and they want to be Mekabel Vaiter. Is Avada as Asat Rav, when he's going to be Mashpir to the Talmidim, he's going to be Munach Bezebe Primiyuset. Says because the Talmud is a keli for the Ashpa. But Asha'en can if, let's say, a Rav has to come and gives a shir, but doesn't know, the Talmidim doesn't have any idea what is, who the Talmidim are. As he's coming and giving a shir. Kenzan is being mashpia, but the Ashpa is not an eifin that is munach in the Talmud alay. It's not that he's here and he wants b'chol me'idei to bring up the Talmud and lift him up to a certain level. He's not giving himself over to the Talmud, his pnimius to the Talmud. He's giving Ashpa. When the Talmud himself makes himself a keli, then the Rav gives himself pnimius to the Talmud. When the Talmud is there, I'm a makabel. The Rav is mashpia, but I can't say that's pnimius, that's Ashpa pnimius. Same thing over here. When is the Ashpa malamayla, Ashpa pnimius, nafka when it comes by Hakadomas and Sarusad Lasata? Mashaik, and when the Ashpa malamayla comes ma'atzma, is as Ashpa for chitzeni say. Okay, that's the nekuda of the maimer of the Alter Rebbe. So what the nekuda of the Rebbe's shayla in his base of the sikha is that, like we said before, we were madgish that what's the chilek of the pirish of the philosophy and the pirish of the Alter Rebbe in the maimer of Isha Kisazriya. Again, there's two maimer. There's the maimer Isha Kisazriya and there's maimer Seis Tosik. So what's the chilek of the two pirushim in the maimer Isha Kisazriya in the first maimer? The shayla is the zohar shaychus to a zohar, like the Pirush of the philosophy, that a Zohar comes from a Zohar, and this that Isha Mazras Tchila, he led a Zohar, is only because when Isha Mazras Tchila, then is the Zohar is Ilo Govar. Or, like the Pirush of the Alter Rebbe, the Zohar is Pashaych Tanakev. What comes out of the Maimer of Seis Tosis? The Maimer of Seis Tosis comes out that Lepeil, when is it you led this Zohar? That was when is it, the Alter Rebbe says, Knesset Yisrael is Isha. The Eibishter is Ish. That's how it is in Al Shir and other places. Is when what Lepeil brings the Inyan of a Zohar? The Ava comes only from a Sarusad Leila. The Sarusad Lasata is only Geirim if it's Isha Mazras Tchila. When it's a Sarusad Lasata first, the reason why that. Then there'll be a Rav of a Zohar is because when a person has a Nesarusad L'Sata first, then he's able to be Mamshech Malamayla Nesarusad L'Eila from Pnimisa Eirim, and Meila the Av will be Bechina Zohar. Sof Kol Sof, the Ashpa comes from the Zohar, so to speak. The Ashpa comes, the reason, the Av of Pnimis, the Av of Bechina Zohar comes because there was a Nimshech Malamayla from the Bechina Zohar, was Nimshech Malamayla, Amshach of a Pnimisa Eirim. L'chore L'fi the Pirish of the Alter Rebbe, the Av B'vchina Zohar would have to come as a direct Tetzah of the Aveidah Sa'ad. Not that the Aveidah Sa'ad should be a Tanai to be Mamshech Malamayla Pnimisei. More Deimah to the Pirush of the Philosophy. Even though the Rebbe of here in his base makes a Shtikul Chilik between the Pirush of the Philosophy and this Inyan of the Alter Rebbe, what the Alter Rebbe says in Seis Tosis. But Akoponim, it's more Deimah to the Pirush of the Philosophy. That comes out that the Isha Mazras Tchil, the fact that there's an Asarus L'Sata first, is only a Tanai to be able to bring the Ashpa of B'vchina Zohar Melamayla. It's not that Isha Mazras Tchil itself brings the Inyan of Melamayla. The itself brings the Inyan of B'vchina Zohar, the Ava B'vchina Zohar. That's the Shaila that Rebbe asks in Eis Beis. If Em is from here, Alein, we already see a Bir of Eis Aleph. That says in Eis Aleph, that Rebbe asks, that what's the pshat in the pirish of the pilosaf in Avedis Hashem? If it's a pirish which is bought in Teira, must be it's also a mystic pirish. So the answer is the pirish of the maimer, the pirish that the Alter Rebbe says in the maimer says tasis in Aveda, that when a person himself is in a sarus lasata first isha mazras tchila, then he's meira melamayla in a sarus leila from pnimi sa'ir, which brings to an ava b'chinas zachar. That itself is the Pirush of the Pilosof, and Avedis Hashem. So Shefashtandik, what's the Pirush of the Pilosof? The Emes, what we have to understand now is Punkt Faket. We have to understand what's the Pshat and Altareb's Pirush in Avedis Hashem. Like we mentioned before, the Pirush of the Pilosof and Altareb brings first. Because in the Seder and Aveda, the Rebbe says another Maimon, the Seder and Aveda is first, Taka the Seder is like the Maimon and Seis Tosis. But then there's a higher level of Aveda, which we'll explain later in the Sikh, is a higher Inyan, which that's Taka more like the Pirush of the Alter Rebbe himself in the first Maimon, that the Zohar is Taka Shaykh and Nekeb. But that's a Inyan Pirusheni, even though that's the Iker, that's the Maskane, but it's a Pirusheni, that's a higher level that comes only after the Inyan of Aveda, which is Adar of the Pirush of the Pilosophim, which that's the Pirush which Adar brings in the Maimon of Seis Tosis. Okay. Then in Sif Gimel, the Rebbe brings a Derechai. Pirush Derechai. So Derechai says like, no, Bizman, Yisis Mitzrayim, the Yidin were meant to share it to me. But Nigla Le Melch Malcham Loch Makadish Baruch. There was an Asurusad Leila. Like it explains the Chassidus, the difference between Nisan and Tishrei. Tishrei is an Aveda which comes in Sanefin of Asurus Lasato. Nisan is in Asurus Leila, comes Ma'atzma. Like we say Tal, but me Nisan. Tal doesn't come through anything Milamata. It comes Milamayla. Geshem comes through that this first Vedi Alam and Artis. First, there's something comes from the earth, it goes up and it creates clouds that bring down Geshem. Nisan is a time of Asurus Leila Ma'atzma. That's what happened by Pesach. Pesach. The Nigla Alim Melch Macham Lachem Hakadosh Baruch Hu, even though they were in a matzav of Mem Tasharitu, says the Rechai. Yes, that it was an Asarus of the Eila that came with Aaron Asarus of the Sata. What was the Maskan? What was the Tetzah of it? The whole Tetzah of Yitzis Mitzrayim is the Beis Hamikdash Harishon or the Beis Hamikdash Bechlal Beis Hamikdash. It says the Inyan of Yitzis Mitzrayim is Shlav Achashlav. The Bishul comes to Matan Teira eventually to the Inyan of Shechanti Beseichon that it wasn't the Beis Hamikdash. What happened with that Beis Hamikdash? It was Nechrav. It didn't have it wasn't a Davish HaKayam. So it shows that it wasn't an Inyan Nitzchi in Gansen. That's the Inyan of Nekeva. That's not an Inyan of Nitzchis. Mashenke in Lasid Lavi. Lasid Lavi, they also have had to become a Lamayel, they'll be a Gilui. The Ebishter will be take us out of Golis. But Lasid Lavi, this is the Ebishter is going to take us out of Golis, is going to come after Aveda. It's Talib Masein of Aveda Sein. Like Alter Rebbe says in the in Perek Lamed Zayin and Tanya, that all the Giluim of Lasid is Talia Masenu Avid Asenu Bizman HaGolus, it comes at the Zizav of Masenu Avid Asenu. Memele, Lasid, the Gilda, Bisamikta Shashlishi, or Via Bisabai, is Nitzchi, because yes, that it comes to an Asurus Lasata first, is it brings to an Inyan of Zachar, it brings to an Inyan of Nitzchi. That's the Pirush of Derechai. So the Rebbe says that there's a chilik between the Pirush of Derechayim and the Maimer of the Alter Rebbe, says Tosis. It brings to our Maimon and Shir HaShirim that there's three Madregas in Asurus Leila. Just even though there's not the Ikir and the Kud of this Sikha, but there's one paragraph here in page 72, Omnam, which I just want to explain a little bit more outside, because it's just in Havana more what this means. The Rebbe brings that there's a Maila in Asurus Leila which comes Ma'atzma, and there's an Amaila in Asurus Leila which comes through Asurus Lasata. The Maila of an Asurus Leila which comes through Asurus Lasata that we explained before. When there's Achonim, when there's Achshara, when the Mata makes himself a Keli for the Gilim Ela Maila, then it's a Mishpat Pnimis. Like we gave a Moshe before, but Rab, which is Mashpita Talmidim. If the Talmud makes himself a Kli Mukhshar, then the Rav gives himself over to the Talmud, gives himself to the Talmud. What's the Maila of an Asurus Leila Ma'atzma? The Lashon over here in the Sikhi is that Shabbam alo Ma'ilam etzadatz min yimshachis mebchinas nailas yeser. Mebchina kazu she'en yisrusu l'sata magas l'sham. Mashayin ken yisrusu l'ayla nimshachis ha'yidei kedim yisrusu l'sata yirak mebchina kazu she'yisrusu l'sata magas l'sham. Ela, she'yesh ba Ma'ilam, ki mebchina zu atzma yimbchinas pnimis kanal. Lo chidavki mitzad zayla d'zohar kanal. Mashayin ken yisrusu l'ayla alef, afshi mebchina elyeinu yeser, hi mebchina chitzenis. Is the Rebbe makes a chilik between a higher madrega and a lower madrega, and a pnimistik madrega and a chetzenistik madrega. They say, so Nasarus Leila, which comes ma'atzma, which has no connection to Nasarus Lasata of a person, comes from a higher madrega in the Lukus. Masha'inkin, Nasarus Lasata, Isarus Leila, which comes through Nasarus Lasata, comes from a more pnimistik of that. Comes from any of pnimis. It says, even though it comes from a lower madrega and a Lukus, but it's pnimis, not chetzenis. What's the chiluk? Just imagine, Rabbi Sulman and Avonah, what's the chiluk when we see a higher madrega or a lower madrega or a pnimis tikinin or a chetzenis tikinin? Sometimes it looks like high and high. Chud, a pnimis means a higher madrega. Chetzenis is a lower madrega. What does it mean? We're making a chiluk over here. if it's a higher madrega, low madrega, a pnimi sticker, a chitzeni sticker. Yeah, a marshal parshut lazeh. Al-Derech, what we said before, for a Rav, which is learning with the Talmud, if the Talmud makes himself a Keli, is then the Rav gives himself in Gans and Nibet to the Talmud. If the Rav, the Talmud learns all the Nyanim that he could learn on himself to try to, he learns, he prepares the Gemara, Bissadav design, he makes himself as a proper Keli to Mekabel Dashpof and the Rav, is then, Avad that the Rav is going to give himself totally over. But from this vegan, even though the Rav is going to give his Penimius over to the Talmud, what is he going to be Mashpia to the Talmud? The Rav himself, he can be a goy nifla. He can understand the inyanim of Gemara. Even al derech hakabbalah, he can see the way the inyanim, the way they are melamayla. If you're talking about if it's a rav shebein areich, even if it's a rav which is not mamash bein areich, but he could understand the Gemara the way it is. Al pi kol hamefarshim, with the emek, with the reichav. Kemuven, even after the Talmud makes himself a kli muchsher, is that the rav is not going to be mashpia to the Talmud inyanim which are not behesem to the madreig of the Talmud. He's going to be mashpia to the Talmud in Yanim, which makes sense for the Talmud to be makab. The says it's a inyan metzumtzum. It's not. It's a madrega metzumtzum. Whenever an esarusa de la'el comes as a result of a esarusa de la'sata, it means that it's coming as what's shaykh to the esarusa de la'sata. It has to come from a lower inyan, a lower madrega. Let's give an example of lidach kisa. It says in Moshe Lachsidus, you have a melech which made a big suda, a gvaldika suda. Who did he invite to the suda? Sorry, anoshim, rome, amayla. Important people, not poshtu people. Afterwards, after the whole suda, there's a lot of shirayim that are left from the suda. Comes a ani, a beggar, and he's able to eat this shirayim. In Chassidus it says, that's a mashal of Ashpach Hitzenis. It says that the Melech Lepel was Mashpia. The Melech gave the Suda. The Melech has any interest in this Ani. He made the Suda for the Sodim. Look at the Lepel, the Ani is being Mekabel Ashpach from the Melech. That's on the one hand, that's called Ashpach Hitzenis. On the other hand, what's the Ani taking? Is the Ani getting a Ashpach, which is Lefiyerkei? He's getting Shirayim of the Suda of a Melech. That says there could be still there kol tuv madanim which are shalelu fiyerech which he would never dream of in his life, only served by a suda of a melech. That's the type of shirayim that are there. It's not the pshat that the shirayim is a person, one of the sodom took home epis azah sort zach from the suda that's masim for a man. No, they left. It was pasha ribayotzim, and they left over there in yonim from the suda of the melech. They say on the one hand this oni which is taken from the suda of the melech is. What's he taking? He's taking in Yonim, which are l'fiyerech, the darg of a melech, sudas ha-melech, not a sud of a oni. On the other hand, if you're going to ask if it's chitzenistik or pnimistik, avada, it's chitzenistik and gans nashpo. Sheikh, we're talking about the marshal of the Rav and the Talmud. On the one hand, what's he getting? What kind of ashpo? Ashpo mitzumtzemes. Ashpo, which is l'fiyerke. Ashpo, not from a higher madrega, so to speak. Not ashpo of the way the Rav understands the Yonim. He's taking the way the Rav is being mitzamtzem sichle, that it should be behesed to the Talmud. But on the other hand, what type of ashpa is it? Is it a pnimistic ashpa or a chitzenistic ashpa? It's befeirish a pnimistic ashpa. The Talmud is interested in the Rav is interested in the Talmud. He's giving himself over to the Talmud. That's what it says in Chassidus, the difference between Goyim and Yidin. It says on the one hand, it says Goyim are Yenik from Madrega of Makif, from Lamaila. Because only from a Madrega of Makif, where it's Kechashecha Kaira, where there's, so to speak, no difference between good and bad, etc., is there even Goyim can Mekabel ashpa? On the other hand, Yidden, it says, a makabel from a pnimistik madrege. But a pnimistik madrege is a lower madrege. It's a madrege where it's not kechashecha keira. On the other hand, it's a inyan pnimi. It's not inyan chitzein. A koponim is the same thing as benegeet sarus l'sato and sarus l'eila. When there's an sarus l'sato which is mamshech and a sarus l'eila, it says the Asrus L'Sato, which is Mamshach and Asrus L'Eila, which the Asrus L'Eila is going to be L'Fiyerech the Asrus L'Sato. It's going to be Enyim Chitze, it's going to be Enyim, which is Metzumtzum. Ober, it's Ashpa Pnimis. That's the Nekuda which says over here. Okay. The Rebbe brings Ober that there's also a higher Madrega, brings the Maimon and Shirashim, but there's a third type of Asrus L'Eila. And Asrus L'Eila, which comes La'achre, that a person was already had an Asrus L'Sato and he was Mamshach and Asrus L'Eila, then there's another type of Asrus L'Eila, which is not Shaykh Ta'aved. It says, this Madrega of Asrus L'Eila can only come after a person already did Kola Enyon. But it's not the Pshat that when it's Nimshach Mala Maila, it comes as a result of his Aveda. It says,
is a klal less a kodesh baruch a shari ba'asar pnim. In a kodesh baruch le'shari ba'asar pnim. Eibishter cannot be shade in an art which is not sholem in ganzen, which doesn't have kol hashlemus. So if a person didn't do all the aveda sirus l'sata with the sirus leila, which can be mamshich through that, etc., then this sirus leila would never be nimshach on him. But on the other hand, zogin that this sirus leila came as a result of his aveda. Since the first madrega of a sirus leila, which comes through sirus l'sata, is like a cause and effect. Kach yamida, a person does chesed l'mata, is mamshich chesed l'mayla. Madrega is chesed l'mayla. And this is another place that explains that even that is not muchrach. It's only because the Eibishter decided that it should be like that. Now, Kapanen, the Eibishter did decide to make as a system, so to speak, that there's a cause and an effect. A person does a certain inyam l'mata, is mamshich from seder shtanshlus, the same inyam l'mayla. There's chesed l'mata, there's chesed l'mayla. Does chesed l'mayla, mamshich chesed l'mayla. It's a keilu muchrach, keilu azid avzayn. Mashayik, when we're talking about the inyam of the highest level of a sirus leila, itaka can only come after a person did all his aveda. But it's not that his aveda was mamshachir. It's a matana in ganzen. It has no shaykhs to his aveda. Elamai, it's a tnai. We're only going to give this matana for a person which had these inyanim first. Matana is not going to be given to someone which didn't have the sirus lasata, which bought the sirus leila. And the Alter Rebbe says that this Pesach, Sfiras Eimer, and Shavuos, and Lasid Lavi, which is Shavuos, even more than Shavuos, but it's the same inyan. Pesach was a sirus leila ma'atzma, like we said before from the Rechaim. Sfira Seimer, the whole union is Avedis Hamato. Every single day we're Mavara Sotamida. So that's an Asirat Tomelo and Mamshach and Yanamala Maila, behesim to our sirus lasato. Then the Shavuos. What's Shavuos? It says, Tisper Chamishim Yem. It says, but Leid Lapel, we only say for Mem Tes Yem of Sfira. Pshat is, Al Derech Tesir, this is a higher level of a sirus leila. Shara Nun is the any which a person could ever be Mamshach through his Aveda. Lapel, when who are we mamshe, who gets sharanun? Only someone which was safe with memtesye, only someone which did his whole aved. If you didn't have memtesye, it wouldn't be mamshe sharanun. But when the sharanun comes, the union of shavuos, the gil of shavuos, the gil of matateira is there, it's not as a result of your aveda. It's a matana melamayil, but it could only be given to someone who had the akdom of memtesye. So that comes out the gil of laasid lave, the gil of shvus, and if you're more laasid lave, is this arusid leila, which is not a shaykhas to your arusid lasata. Kuptacheis, the Rebbe says that the Rechaim and Alter Rebbe are talking about two different inyan. The Rechaim is talking about, say, the Alter Rebbe is talking about when he says that Isha Mazrast Chili Lede Zachar, in the Maimer of Seistosis, the Alter Rebbe says, Isha Mazrast Chili Lede Zachar, he's talking about the Asarusid Lasata, which is Mamshech and Asarusid Leila. The lower Madreg, that's the Alter Rebbe says. It comes from Pnimis. That's the word of Pnimis. Pnimis is when you make yourself a Keli Mamshech and Pnimim Melamayil. Comes out, Alter Rebbe is talking about, like Alderech, the Aved of Sfiris Haim. When he says, Ishim Azrast Chili Lede Zachar, it's Alderech Dinin of Sfiris Haim. When you have your Aved, you're Mamshech and Asarusid Leila, which comes from a Pnimis. But the Rechaim says that what's the Ishim Azrast Chili Lede Zachar, we're talking about Aved of Bizman Agolus, is going to bring the Inyan of Mashiach, which is Yilede Zachar. The Gilead of Mashiach is the highest level of Asarusid Leila, not the Asarusid Leila, which comes as a result of the Asarusid Lasata. It's the Chilah between the Rechaim and Alter Rebbe. The Rebbe says, Neis Dalet, Abam, is this Chilah for emphasis the Inyan which we said before. The chiluk between the pirush of the philosophy in Aveda and the chiluk of the pirush of the Alter Rebbe in the first time, Ishak is Azriya, there's two pirushim, there's the pirush of the philosophy and the pirush of the Alter Rebbe, is the pirush of the philosophy in Aveda, that's Al Derech, the pirush of the Alter Rebbe in the Maimon Seis Tosis, and the pirush of the Alter Rebbe in Aveda, that's Al Derech, the pirush of the Erechai. It says that when we say that Be'emes, the Avasash, the Inyan of Zohar comes from a Zohar, comes from a source of Leila, that, like the Pirush of the Pulsafim, say that this that you have Isha Mazrast Chila is only a Tanai, only a Inyan which is able to bring to the that they should be law gova. That's how that of the Pirush of the Alter Rebbe and Maimon Seis Tosis, like we explained before. That when a person has an Asarus Lasata, he's able to bring through his Asarus Lasata that there should be Amshach and Malamaila from Pnimi Yisair, and Mamela, the Ava will be B'chin Azach. That's how that of the Pirush of the Pulsafim and Aveid. But the Pirush of the Erechaim at the Alter Rebbe that says that your mamshich, what are your mamshich? Your mamshich through Isha Mazras Tchila, we come to the union of not just like Svirus Eimah, not just like the Svirus Leila, which is Shaykh to the Svirus Lasata. We come to the Svirus Leila, which is Bechlal, not Shaykh to Aveda Bechlal, the Aveda Svirus Leila, which comes from Lamayla and Gansu. The Rebbe is going to say, Be'emes, that's how that in Aveda, that's the union of the Pirush of the Alter Rebbe, that Isha Mazras Tchila, mamash brings to the union of Zacha, which that's the whole beer of the Sicha, which we'll explain Be'ez Hashem in the next year.